Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, 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 gentlemen. Ha 2022 is coming to a close. And I would be lying to you if I said I'm not waiting with bated breath for the first HMT of 2023. Who's gonna do it? What's gonna be the motive? What is a woman going to do to drive a man to take matters into his own hands in the first termination of 2023? Inquiring minds would love to know. Anyway, let's get to this article that comes from my favorite treasure trove of HMT called badmarriages.net. This article was published on the 28th of November. Friends remember life of Greenbrier County mother. Newlywed husband charged with termination. Whoa. A newlywed husband? Man, things went off the rails really quickly. There was a lot of emotion at a candlelight vigil Monday night in Alderson for a mother of five who police say was terminated by her newlywed husband. Family and friends of Marissa Dawson gathered to remember her life. Now, let me go ahead and go back to Marissa's name in parentheses. Marissa Mann Bennett. A hyphenated last name. Very, very interesting. Yet, very, very interesting. Disrespectful on her part. Gentlemen, any woman who would say to you she wants to hyphenate her last name, giant red flag. Anyway, Dawson died Friday morning after what police describe as an all-night beating at an Alderson residence. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! Investigators have charged Zach Dawson, 34, of Alderson, with termination. According to a criminal complaint, Dawson admitted to deleting Marissa Dawson during a violent argument that began Thanksgiving night and stretched into early Friday morning. Well, what could that argument have begun about? That would be a great question. Now let's circle back. She's a mother of five. They just got married. I'll leave that to you guys to discuss in the comment section. Police said Marissa suffered major facial trauma. There was blood throughout the residence on both the second floor and in the basement, according to the criminal complaint. Wow. This guy literally went berserk. Investigators said it also appeared Marissa's body had been quote unquote thrown through the residence and striking what appeared to be her head on several items in the residence. This dude literally ragdolled her. Zachary Hess Dawson informed the officer that he deleted his wife. The criminal complaint said, subject stated that after striking his wife, he blacked out, and when he came to, he knew he messed up. Subject admitted that he changed her clothes to have clean clothes on her. Well. So he admitted that he decided during the argument she must have said or did something that made him snap, crackle, and pop her in the face. Hey, we know that during arguments with women, they will say the most insane thing to you, especially if she knows something about you that will cut you deep, that will hurt your soul. So, hey, once again, it is what it is. Investigators will also include researching the history of the relationship between Zach and Marissa Dawson. They were married October 24th, a month before her death occurred. Dawson is in the Southern Regional Jail without bail. According to Facebook posts, Marissa Dawson was the mother of five children. Very, very interesting set of circumstances. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the hole. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the fists of fury. I'm gonna give that one a 15. Nothing's more brutal than bare hands. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give that one a 5. And for the brutality factor, of course, I'm gonna give that one a 15 also. So, Zach Deathblow Dawson gets a score of 45. Man, I tell you, things are definitely going off the rails. People are losing it, period. But what more can I say? Modern women have become so callous, so cold, so cruel, that even if you do have an argument, like I said, they will try to find the most horrible thing to say about you that finally gets you to snap. It's true. But hey, more and more men around the world are simply saying, nope, I'm not going to cower. I'm not going to back down. And ladies, you should learn, or excuse me, you should relearn. You need to back down. If a man gets to a point that he's ready to start throwing hands, that should be your signal to say, oh, you know what? Let me back down, okay? It will be better for me to de-escalate the situation. But oh, no. Modern women have been told, have been programmed, especially through a lot of quote-unquote action movies, that, yeah, you can square up with a grown-ass man. You can stand toe-to-toe with an angry, testosterone-fueled man. Ladies, you don't have the body mass nor strength to do so. And yeah, that testosterone that we have will kick us into overdrive. And believe you me, ladies, that is a fight that you will lose 99% of the time. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who believe that you can stand toe-to-toe with an adult, grown-ass man that's raging on testosterone and anger, the power will go out for you. Feminism will be nowhere to be found. And believe you me, let me reiterate. Ladies, if you think you can stand toe-to-toe with a truly pissed off man, have at it. But believe you me, you're going to lose that fight. And more than likely, if that man is sufficiently raged out, you're going to end up taking that permanent dirt nap. Because this man blacked out. He snapped. He went berserk. That's a switch that all men have to have. And believe you me, a lot of men are breaking their chains of restraint. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.